He said, "Hippo, saw a great big old elephant, long trunk." He said, "Elephant, everything he said, God agreed with it, because God gave him dominion and gave him the authority, that's right, to name everything on the earth, because he was a little God. He was the master copy of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost in the earth realm." And there's so much more I want to say about that, but I just wanted to suffice it to say that just picking up that, and let's move on back. Turn your Bibles to Proverbs 6 and 2, because I want to show you about if your tongue does not cooperate with the word of God, you're going to set yourself up to be set up. Proverbs 6 and 2. When you get it, say amen. Amen. If you got it, read. Two things happen. Thou art snared, and thou art taken. But here's the thing. With what? With the words of your mouth. What is a snare? A snare is an entrapment. Don't you know, my brothers and sisters, and I pray you're listening to me well, you talking about the devil doing you this, the devil doing you that, do you know how much damage you're doing to yourself with your own words? You can't blame it all on the devil. You're not free of what's happening to you. What is happening to you is because of what you let come out of your mouth. You're snared. You're entangled. You are trapped by your own words. Then the word taken. The word taken here literally means to be beholden. Beholden. That means you're responsible for what comes out of your mouth. You're going to be accountable to what comes out of your mouth. What you say is what you are responsible for. You're beholden to it. In other words, you're going to have to answer for what comes out of your mouth. Turn to Matthew 12 and 37. Matthew 12 and 37. Because that was the Old Testament, but I want you to see what Jesus says. Jesus says, Matthew 12, verse 37, when you get it, say amen. I'm gonna wait for a few more amens. But I want you to see that Jesus is agreeing with what the writer in the Old Testament says. Says it a little bit different, but the concept is still the same. All right. When you're there, say amen. Amen. All right, read. All right, for by thy words, you shall be justified. Justified. But also by your words, you shall be condemned. Now, here is what's most important to hear and understand. Even if the words you speak are not justified in the ear of the hearer, they're justified in the ear of God. Even if the words you speak down here don't condemn you, because you might have folk down here who agree with your bad talk. Because all of y'all are talking the same kind of bad talk. So nobody's going to be upset about it. Nobody's going to be indifferent with it, because they're talking the same talk. And they might not condemn you. But guess who's going to condemn you? And when it really matters the most, does it matter whether man justifies you or condemn you, or does it matter most if God justifies you or condemns you? God. So why do we waste so much time trying to say stuff that pleases man? I mean, we go out of our way sometimes trying to say and find the right words to say stuff to make folk happy. And yet we don't take that same energy to say the things that pleases God. Listen at this, because I want you to see something else. Maybe you don't realize there is a law called the law of reciprocity. And that literally means what goes up comes down, what goes out comes in, what you sow, you reap. Now listen at this. I want you to read Proverbs 18 and 20. Turn there right quick. Proverbs 18 and 20. Proverbs 18 and 20. Now I want you to hear this, because I want to make a point that's going to be helpful to your understanding. Proverbs 18 and 20. When you have it, say amen. All right, read. Listen, a man's belly, the word belly here means heart or conscience. A man's heart or a man's conscience will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Now, fruit, as it's referred to here, generally has seeds. Never have I seen more seedless fruit today than I've ever seen. When I was a little boy and they cut open the watermelon, you had to spit out with one piece of watermelon about 20 seeds. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That's right, dark brown or black seeds. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that used to be the times when grapes, you couldn't enjoy a good grape. You didn't bite too hard because, you know, you was going to bite into some seeds. Yeah, tangerines and all of that now don't have no seeds. Can I tell you something? Anything that does not have seeds is not best for you. It means it's been altered. It's been modified. And listen at this. It means that it's a hybrid. A hybrid. You know what a hybrid is? A hybrid means that it has been messed with, for common terms. But it has been altered so much so that you have the fruit, but that you don't have the thing in the fruit that made the fruit. In other words, you have the fruit, but you don't have the seed. So therefore, the fruit does not bear the fullness of what it was designed to bear, because the taste and everything else is different because it's been modified. You remember how deep green watermelons used to be? You know, I mean, how deep red apples used to be? You know how sweet oranges and all of those used to be, and grapes? Well, now it's altered now. But here's the most important thing about a hybrid. A hybrid, listen, can be enjoyed, but it cannot reproduce. Let me put it this way. If a horse and a donkey mate, they create, does anyone know what it creates? It creates a mule. If a horse and a donkey mate, they create a mule. Now you look this up. But here is the thing. The mule can't reproduce. it's sterile. It's sterile. So even though the horse and the donkey produced the mule is only good for as long as it lived, because it can't produce nothing else after itself. And when men mess with the original plan of God, it becomes sterile and it can't reproduce. So you need to know that when you mess with seedless stuff, you're messing with stuff that God didn't ordain. It might be easy to eat, it might be good and quick, but it's not the best thing for you. Organic is the best thing for you. Listen, we're so used with the phony and the false that we don't like the real no more. And I'm saying that to say that the fruit of our lips, the increase of our lips, references the seeds. The words that come out of our mouths are seeds. Are seeds. And that's why you've got to be careful what you say, because what you say is going to grow. It's coming back to you. And so when you know this, then you're going to be careful about the things you let folk make you mad and make you say in a moment of time. You're going to be careful what you say, what you think, how you feel, because it's coming back to you again. And that's why verse 21 follows verse 20, and it says death and life. Both realities come out of the power of the tongue. The power of the tongue. And so that means if you speak death to your situation, if you speak death about your situation, if you speak death, which represents negative words, negative thoughts, negative things. If you say anything different than what God has said, he considers it death. You remember when Eve was in the garden and the serpent came down and met her and wanted her to eat of the tree, and she was like, no, if I eat of this tree, I'm going to die. And the serpent said to her, ye shall not surely die. Eve said, but the day we eat a fruit, we shall surely die. And the serpent said, no, you shall not surely die. So Eve ate the fruit. Now, she didn't die. She didn't physically die. So she took part of the fruit to Adam. And Adam ate. But if you check your Bible, the original reference to Adam not eating off the tree came before Eve ever came on the scene. God made that statement to Adam. Eve was not yet taken from his side. But needless to say, he told her, which was his responsibility and his right to do. But when she brought it to him, seeing that she had eaten and it was good for fruit, he ate himself. And there's a deeper explanation about that now. By the grace of God, get into that a little longer, because it takes a little greater explanation for that. But there's a reason he did that. But when he did that, then immediately, spiritually, he died. He died. And so everything that had been originally given to him and everything that he was to have, et cetera, and all of that shifted because of his sin. And that's another story that's going to require a lot more explanation. But the reason I'm bringing that up to you is to understand that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And when we don't obey the word of God, we're going to eat the fruit thereof. If we love the word of God, we're going to eat the fruit of that word. If we love Satan's sin,